Patient name, Bailey Parrish. Last name spelled P-A-R-I-S-H. Date of birth, 3/29 of 20. Date of service, 3/23 of 22. This is a two-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in due to right ear pain. She has been pulling on her ears for the last 2 days. Also has a runny nose. No real verbalization of fever. Some slight activity changes. She tends to be more clingy toward the mom, and at times she has exacerbations of that. At other times, she is back to her normal play level. Period. New paragraph. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, respiration 16, pulse 94, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 98% on room air, period, new paragraph. Allergies, none, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history was mom, dad, and sibling, period, new paragraph. A complete review of systems was done with the mom. Everything was completely negative except for what is mentioned above in the chief complaint. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress whatsoever. She's smiling in the room, being held by mom, and consoles very easily. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Extraocular movements are intact and within normal limits bilaterally. Ears do show bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Moderate amount of cerumen. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area, no erythema. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa moist. Neck soft. No thyromegaly. No masses. No lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2. Regular rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute otitis media, bilateral, patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon, BID 10 days, quantity 100 ml, period, new paragraph, mom will continue to monitor signs and symptoms, she is to make sure that her daughter gets plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and once again, monitors for improvement. If this is not attained, I've asked mom to have her return to clinic for follow-up. Plan of care reviewed with the mom.